奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
我们今天下午要来谈谈有关于圣灵的教义。
And this afternoon, we'll talk about the doctrine regarding the Holy Spirit.
这是我们基本信仰的第五条。
This is our fifth article of faith.
在中文的描述非常简单。
And in the Chinese version, it's very simple.
他说信圣灵信受圣灵系得天国基业之凭据。
Receiving the Holy Spirit is the evidence to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
并以说灵言为受圣灵之明证。
And it is evidenced by speaking in tongue.
所以受圣灵是让我们将来可以进天国。
So receiving the Holy Spirit can guarantee our inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
有没有领受圣灵是以说灵言为证明。
And whether you have received the Holy Spirit or not is evidenced by speaking in tongue or not.
那这样的一个基本信仰对有一些基督徒来说他们也有意见。
And even this simple statement, some members have opinion.
因为很多基督徒信主之后他都认为说我信主我就有圣灵了。
And many Christians believe that as long as I believe in Jesus, I have received the Holy Spirit.
如果没有圣灵，我怎么会信耶稣呢？
Without the Holy Spirit, why would I come and believe in Jesus Christ?
那我既然接受耶稣基督是我的救主主耶稣的话就是灵，就是生命，那就是进入我的心，所以我就有圣灵了。
And since receiving the Holy Spirit is
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
His word is power.
我就是领受，我相信耶稣了。
And I've received Jesus in my life.
所以他的灵就进入我的生命里了。
So his spirit has entered into my life.
所以我信耶稣，很自然的，我就有圣灵。
So naturally, when I believe in Jesus Christ, I have received the Holy Spirit.
但是当我们仔细查考圣经却不是这样说的。
But if we research the Bible carefully, this is not so in the Bible.
今天圣灵的教义。在真耶稣教育来说是很特别的。
And the doctrine of the Holy Spirit is something very special.
因为有圣灵的这个体验，有真的领受从上头来的能力，让我们真的进入圣经里的真理。
And when you have received the experience of the Holy Spirit, we have received the truth.
没有因着这个人间的遗传、教会历史上的一些包袱而改变我们对圣经的看法。
And the traditions and the tradition of the churches will not alter this statement.
我们纯粹的回到圣经相信主耶稣的应许，我们领受之后，我们就这样子体验，我们也看到这里面所蕴含的为什么说它是跟我们得救有关系的道理。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit, we will understand why this has to do with our salvation.
所以一开头我们的基本信仰说，受圣灵是得天国基业的凭据。
And the fifth article reads, when you receive the Holy Spirit, it is the guarantee of our inheritance of the kingdom of heaven.
圣灵让我们对天国有把握。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit, we have the guarantee of kingdom of heaven.
我们信耶稣到底为什么？
Why do we believe in Jesus Christ?
我们每一个人可能也许有不一样的体验，也不一样的原因来进入教会里。
And many of us have different experiences and different reasons why we come to church.
但是不管过去我们有什么样的需要来信耶稣了。
But no matter what reasons we have come to Jesus Christ.
我们既然信了主耶稣以后，我们最重要得到的就是他所应许我们将来天国的产业。
And after we have received Jesus Christ, the most important thing is to guarantee our inheritance of heavenly kingdom.
所以这个信仰是有关于将来天国要给我们的永生。
And this faith has to do with what heavenly kingdom will give us in the future.
我们今天在这个世上，神所给我们这个福气，包括我们守安息日，我们得福，我们孝顺父母亲得福，这些其实都是在地面上附带给我们先享受一下天国里滋味的福气而已。
And in this world, we have received some blessings from God. This is only a small taste of what heavenly kingdoms will be.
真正要给我们最好美好的就是天国永远的基业。
But the best thing that God can give us is the inheritance of kingdom of heaven.
所以我们信耶稣就不是只在意今生的好处。
So when we believe in Jesus Christ, it is not only the benefit of this world.
既然是要得到天国。
Since we will receive the inheritance of heaven,
我们就要领受天国的这个基业，要有把握，有证据。
then we must grab hold of this guarantee to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
那这个证据就是由圣灵来证明的。
And this evidence is by having the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵让我们对将来很有盼望。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit, then we have the guarantee or the hope of heavenly kingdom.
所以你看，我们今天信主的人呢，我们有时候可以看得很开了。
And when we believe in Jesus Christ, we have a broadened heart.
我们在这个地面上，我们可以很超越。
And we can surpass this world.
有时候我们在地上受苦，或者遇到不如意的事情。
And sometimes when we have difficulties in our lives.
或者是我们肉体遭遇到病痛。
And if we are sick,
我们都不会因为这样子而失落了对天国的盼望。
And we will not lose our hope. To the eternal life.
因为圣灵要让我们知道说，我们的盼望、我们的目标，不是在今生，而是在将来啊，天国里的。
And the Holy Spirit will teach us that our hope is not in this world, but in the heavenly kingdom.
那我们现在就来谈一谈，受圣灵这件事情是这么样的关键，让我们对将来天国有把握。
And since receiving the Holy Spirit is the hope of enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们现在看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
主耶稣传福音的时候，他这样说。
And when Jesus was preaching, he said.
三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Verse 5. Jesus answered, most assuredly, I said to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
要进神的国，要从水重生，以及从圣灵生。
To enter into the kingdom of God, one must be born of water and spirit.
所以今天要得圣灵，这个就是从圣灵重生。
So when one receives the Spirit, one must receive the Holy Spirit.
就是要从圣灵重生了，重生。
You must be born of the Spirit.
要进神的国，如果没有从圣灵生，是不能进去的了。
So without being born of the Spirit, one cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
这里主耶稣的话很肯定，他说：“我实实在在的告诉你。”
And these words are definite. This is what I tell you.
也就是说，这个就是主耶稣所指明的途径。
And this is the way.
从水重生就是指的受洗。
From water and spirit, water is by the going through baptism.
那从圣灵重生指的就是领受圣灵。
To be reborn of the Spirit is to receive the Holy Spirit.
那就是领受了这个得天国基业的凭证。
And this is a guarantee to inherit the kingdom of God.
那什么叫做从圣灵重生呢？
And what is it to be reborn of the Spirit?
因为这个问题，当时候第四节尼哥底母他就想不懂了。
And in verse 4, Nicodemus was confused.
他就想说，我老了，我怎么样进母亲的腹中重生？
I'm already old. How can I enter back into my mother's womb and to be reborn?
主耶稣就说了。
So Jesus answered.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵了。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇啊。
Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again.
那表示说，对主耶稣来。当时候他在讲这个道理的时候，从灵生的就是灵，然后这个重生的这个道理啊，很简单，你不要觉得奇怪。
And when Jesus was preaching this message, he said, "Don't be confused. When one is born of the Spirit, he belongs to the Spirit."
那什么叫做从灵生的就是灵呢？
And what does it mean to be born of the Spirit is spirit.
那从灵生的才有办法重生嘛，意思就这样。
So when you are born of the Spirit, then you can be reborn.
我们如果仔细从圣经里面去看它
，So if you look at the Bible carefully.
从灵生的，其实这里从灵生的就是灵。我们如果想，当初人一开头被造的时候是怎么造成的
？And when one is born of the Spirit, is spirit. Let's think when the man was first made.
你看，在创世纪描述当初神用尘土造人吗
？And in the Bible, in Genesis, the Bible describes how God made man.
哦，那这个。造人的这个过程跟造动物一样啊，都是用尘土做的了。
And the process or the material of making man is same as the animal.
可是有关于人的部分，圣经特别说，神从他的鼻孔吹了一口气。
And regarding man, God breathed a breath into the nostril of man.
然后这个尘土做人就成为有灵的活人了。
And this man of dust become a man of spirit.
那表示说，这个一口气就是神的灵就。借着这样一吹， 就进入人里面了。
And this breath is the breath of God that has entered into man.
那所以人就变成有灵的活人，人就跟动物不一样了。
So man become a living being, which is different from the animals.
表示说我们人的这个灵其实从神来的。
So that means our spirit comes from God.
人的这个真的有灵的活人，能够有神的性情，能够彰显出神的形象。这是从这个神的这一口气，这个灵产生的功效。
And this lively person that manifests the image of God is through the breath of God.
所以人的生命其实是神的灵放在人生命里才产生出来的功效。
And our life is the breath of God that has entered into us.
现在再一次的，你看神要把他的圣灵让我们的灵重新活过来。
And once again, God wants to use His Holy Spirit to make us alive.
因为第一个有灵的活人，因为罪的缘故就丧失了神儿子的这个身份了。
Because the first spiritual man has lost the sonship.
亚当夏娃他们犯罪之后就被赶出伊甸园，就跟神隔离的，没有关系的。
And after Adam and Eve committed sin, they were cast out of Garden of Eden. They have no part with God any longer.
他们失落了成为神的儿女这么尊贵的身份了。
And they lost the status of being the sons and daughters of God.
这个罪就让人的生命跟神的这个永生有隔绝了，有障碍了。
And this sin has blocked us away from the eternal life of God.
所以从此人就活在这个罪恶黑暗里面了。
And ever since then, men have lived in the sinful and dark world.
也就是说，人跟神的生命有隔绝。
And that means our life and God's life.There is a separation.
这就是为什么耶稣基督要来到人间来解决这个问题，来让我们跟神的关系重新建立。他就是那条道路。
And this is why Jesus had to come to this world to reconcile the relationship between us and God to prepare the way.
那现在主耶稣来了，他要把这个人的灵跟神的灵再次的联系在一起。
And when Jesus comes, after Jesus comes, he will connect the spirit of God and man together again.
所以现在借着圣灵要让神的生命重新进入我们的生命里。
So through the Holy Spirit, God will once again enter into our lives.
需要我们的灵重新活过来。
So our spirit can be reborn.
我们的人的灵魂重生，我们的灵重生就是我们跟神再一次的建立起这个关系。
So when our spirit is reborn, that means our relationship with God is reconciled.
好，所以圣灵将神的生命放在我们的灵命里面了。
So the Holy Spirit entered into our spiritual life.
今天如果我们能够了解我们要从圣灵重生这个道理，
And if we can understand that our life must be reborn of the Spirit,
我们就会很在意领受圣灵这个事实。
Then we will care very much about receiving the Holy Spirit.
因为神的灵要让我们的灵重生，
God's Spirit will make our spirit reborn.
神的生命要让我们跟神的关系重新恢复起来。
And God's Spirit will make our life connect with His.
那当时候，主耶稣他特别用第八节来讲清楚这个道理。
And in verse 8, Jesus explained this.
他说：“风随着意识吹，你听见风的响声，你却不知道它从哪里来，往哪里去。”
Verse 8, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it.But cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
那说凡从圣灵生的也是这样子。
And so is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
也就是说，你可以用风来做比喻。
You can use wind as an example.
你现在看外面风在吹，所以那个叶子就会动。
So when you look at outside, if you look at the leaves, when the wind blows, you can see the leaf moving.
风从哪里来，往哪里去，我们也抓不出它的那个规则，说哦，它是从这边来，一定往哪里去，没有啊。
And where does the wind come from and where does it go? We don't know.
但是当我们看到叶子在动的时候，我们就知道这个是有风。
But when we see the leaf moving, we know there is wind.
那他这里说，他说从圣灵生的也是这样。
So it is so with the person born of the Spirit.
那表示说，当一个人领受圣灵的时候，你会看到一个现象。
So when a person is receive the Holy Spirit, you will see one evidence.
但是你没有办法去把它分析说，哦，一定是这样或那样子。
And you cannot analyze this to or this or that.
但很显然的，你是可以看得见，你可以听得见，你是可以观察它那个现象。
But it's clearly that you can see it, you can hear it.
所以现在主耶稣说，人如果没有从圣灵生的，不能进神的国。
And here Jesus said, if one is not reborn of the water and spirit, he cannot enter into kingdom of God.
这里在说明，我们借着神的灵，让我们的灵 复苏起来跟神重新建立关系是很关键的。
So it is very important that we revive our spirit to connect with God.
因为圣灵要把神的生命放在我们里面，让我们得到永远的生命。
Because God wants to put His Spirit into our lives so we can have the eternal life.
就像当初神吹给亚当那一口气。
The same breath that God blew into the nostril of Adam.
让他成为有灵的活人。
He became a spiritual man.
我们现在看启示录第二十二章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节。
17.
圣灵和心腹都说了，来，听见的人也该说来，口渴人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
Verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride said, Come, and let him who hears said, Come.And let him who thirsts come, and whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
这里说，愿意的都可以来喝这个生命水。
And here says, whoever is willing, let him come and take the water of life.
这个生命水其实所指明的就是我们得永生。
And the water of life means receiving the eternal life.
我们有永远的生命。
We will have eternal life.
那这个生命树，当初神造人的时候把人放在伊甸园，伊甸园里面有生命树。
And when God created man and placed man in the Garden of Eve, there is a tree.
那这个生命树呢，是它的生命树的果子，让我们吃的就永远不死了。
And the fruit of this tree, when you eat it, you will not die.
那这个生命树等到人犯罪以后，就被赶出伊甸园，就没有办法领受了。
And after the man sinned, they were cast out of the garden. They cannot receive this tree of life.
但现在这个生命树，这个生命水，再一次的让我们可以领受了。
And this water of life and this tree of life, we can once again partake.
圣灵这样子邀请，他说：“来，你来喝这个生命水。”
And the Holy Spirit invites us to take the water of life.
喝了之后，就有永远的生命。
And when you drink it, you will receive eternal life.
那这个就是当初主耶稣对在叙加城在那个撒玛利亚妇人讲的话那一句话一样。
And this is the same word that Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman.
主耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人这样说。
And Jesus said to the Samaritan woman.
看约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
四章十四节说
4:14,
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Verse 14, But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
这里的水就是指的圣灵。
And the water represents the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵他说我们喝了之后就永远不渴。
And when you receive this Holy Spirit, you will never thirst again.
他要在我们里头成为泉源，一直涌到永生了。
And he will become like a fountain of water spring in our lives.
也就是说要让我们真的得到永远的生命。
And this means we will surely receive the eternal life.
如果有永远的生命，当然就是在天国里有份的。
And when you have the everlasting life, then that means you have part in the heavenly kingdom.
所以圣灵这是神给人的生命的礼物。
And the Holy Spirit is a present that God has given to us.
启示录那里说，他说不用钱的，白白的来喝，你只要愿意都可以来领受的。
And the verse we just read in Revelation says, you can come and receive this freely.
所以今天你看神给人的这个永生哦，是免费的。
So the eternal life that God wants to give us is free.
免费是我们不用付钱。
That means we don't have to pay anything.
其实是主耶稣已经先付了生命的代价。
Actually, Jesus Christ has already paid for us with his life.
主耶稣付的生命代价是无价的。
And this life of Jesus is priceless.
没有办法用金钱买的。
You cannot buy this life with money.
但是今天我们如果听见他的信息，愿意的都可以到他这里来领受这个生命活水。
But if we listen to his message and willing to come and receive this water,
领受之后就有永远的生命在我们里面。
After you receive this, you will have everlasting life in us.
就是天国里的天国里有份的人。
And of course, you will have part in the heavenly kingdom.
那要进天国，你现在有永远的生命，如果没有一个身份，那是不可以的。
So if you have the everlasting life to enter into the kingdom of heaven, but you don't have the evidence.
也就是说我们不能够还只是我们自己这样一个人，我是什么人的儿子，我是什么样的身份。
And you cannot be so-and-so or somebody.
我们 要进神的国，一定每一个都要成为神的儿子。
So in order to enter into the heavenly kingdom, we have to be the sons and daughters of God.
因为如果没有儿子，不是儿子，就没有资格承受产业。
Because if you're not the son of God, then you cannot inherit this kingdom.
就好像我们今天要分家业的时候，不可能说你把你的遗产分给一个外邦一个外人。
And just like when a parent is dividing his or her wealth to his children, they will not give to the somebody who they do not know.
如果不是儿子就没有，不是儿女就没有资格承受产业嘛。
And if you are not the son of the or the daughter of that person, you cannot inherit it.
我们现在要进神国去领受产业，一定要成为神的儿女。
So in order for us to enter the heavenly kingdom to receive this inheritance, we have to be the son of God.
从什么方式来肯定我现在是神的儿女？
So what way can we reaffirm us that we are the sons of God?
圣灵要让我们明明的知道我们是神的儿子。
And the Holy Spirit will tell us that we clearly that we are the son of God.
看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
The book of Romans chapter 8.
第八章，请看第十四节。
Verse 14.
因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
十五节说， 你们所受的不是奴仆的心，能就害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
我们中文把那个不是奴仆的心，或者是乃是儿子的心。这个心，其实在原文里面就是儿子的灵，或者是奴仆的灵。
And the heart that is described in the Chinese version is actually the spirit.
哦，所以我们现在所领受的是儿子的灵。
So what we have received is the spirit of the Son.
这个儿子的灵就是耶稣的灵。
And this spirit of Son is the spirit of Jesus Christ.
所以现在说我们因此可以呼叫阿爸父。
And therefore we can cry out, Abba, Father.
现在圣灵让我们得到一个证明，我们是属神的，我们是成为神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit gave us the evidence that we are His Son.
既然是儿女，就是可以承受产业的。
And since we are the sons and daughters, we can inherit the inheritance.
那所以今天我们说，你天国有没有？信耶稣为什么说很重要要领受圣灵？就是因为你信耶稣一定要是将来进天国去领产业的人。
And why is it important to receive the Holy Spirit after you believe in Jesus Christ? Because it is the evidence to enter into heavenly kingdom.
如果将来天国产业没有份，那就白信了。
And if you do not have part in the heavenly kingdom in the future, then you should not believe in Jesus Christ.
那既然这个我们有儿子的身份，那就把儿子的灵给了我们。
Since we have this title and He gave us the Spirit,
那这个圣灵就成为得天国基业的凭据。
And then the Holy Spirit becomes the guarantee of inheriting the heavenly kingdom.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Verse 13, in him you also trusted, after you heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
所以圣灵当作一个记号，来证明我们真的是领受的是得救的福音，真道。
So the Holy Spirit act is a seal that what we have believed is the word of the truth.
第十四节
Verse 14,
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神的名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Verse 14, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory?
这里很明显的指出来那个重点，要进天国领受产业，一定要有圣灵做证据。
And it is clear that in order to receive the heavenly kingdom, we have to have the Holy Spirit.
就好像什么事情都要 ID 一样。
Just like having an ID.
没有这个圣灵做证据，你就是天国没份的人。
If you do not have the Holy Spirit, then you have no part in heaven.
那这个其实是很直接的一个证据，然后这个圣经里面这样就这样写了。
And this is a very direct and clear evidence. It is recorded in the Bible.
这是为什么我们信主以后，我们一定要去追求，要去领受，去兑现神所给我们这个得胜的应许。
And that's why when we believe in Jesus Christ, we have to pray and to receive this evidence.
我们既然信了，就是我们将来想要进天国的。
And the reason why we believe is because we want to enter into heavenly kingdom.
那圣灵这个居然这么好，这么重要，当然我要去追求，我要去跟主耶稣求。
And since Holy Spirit is so important, though, that's why we must pray to God.
那所以有关于圣灵既然这么重要，所以主耶稣他早就已经告诉我们说要怎么样领受了。
And since Holy Spirit is so important, Jesus taught us how to pray.
路加福音第十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 11.
路加福音第十一章。
Luke chapter 11,
第十三节。
Verse 13.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更加圣灵给求他的人吗？
Verse 13, if then, being evil, know how to give good gift to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
主耶稣救我们，他是要救我们到底，他把我们救进天国去的，跟他一起同享荣耀的。
And Jesus saved us. He wants to save us until the end so we can receive the glory in heaven with him.
那所以既然要进天国，要有圣灵，所以主耶稣就已经先说了，这个好东西，天父一定要把他是给求他的、还愿意的，都要给他。
And since Holy Spirit is the evidence of enter into the heavenly kingdom, that's why Jesus taught us that we need to pray and ask the heavenly kingdom, heavenly Father, to give us the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵要求这件事情，有人就觉得。他是想不懂。
So we must ask for the Holy Spirit. And this point, some people do not understand.
为什么神他既然这么好，他应该是我信的时候他给我啊。
And if God is so good, when I believe, He should have given me the Holy Spirit.
为什么我还要这么辛苦的去跟他求？
Why do I need to work so hard to ask Him for the Holy Spirit?
其实这在告诉我们说。
And this is telling us.
今天我们知道这个好东西啊，如果我们顺服神的人呢、啊？
And when we know this good thing, and if we can entrust God or believe in God,
我们就会跟他祈求。
Then we will ask Him.
谦卑的人就会求。
Those who are humble will ask Him.
渴慕的人也才会求。
Those who are thirst will ask Him.
那有人他不要求。
And some people do not want to ask.
是因为他不愿意跟神低头，不要跟神渴求了哈。
Then because they don't want to beg God or lower themselves.
有些人很有自尊呢。
And many people have a high self-esteem.
那这个自尊有时候会让人开不了口。
And sometimes that will make them unable to ask.
你如果爱我，或者你如果珍惜我，你就给我，不要跟你，我不要求，你会给我。
And if you love me, if you treasure me, then you will give me automatically, even without me asking.
其实这个是误解了神的爱。
And this is the misunderstanding of God's love.
神要他要我们去跟他求。一定有用意的。
And God wants us to ask Him. There is a reason for this.
因为要求这个动作，在说明我们的心态。
Because the action of asking tells of our attitude.
我们真的愿意相信他就是我的主。
And we are willing to know that He is our God.
他要神要我们就是一个谦卑的心。
And God wants our humble heart.
所以圣灵给谦卑的人。
So the Holy Spirit will be given to those who are humble.
圣灵给那个愿意跟神开口的人。
And those who are willing to ask Him.
所以现在这个受圣灵是得天国基业的凭据啊。
And to receive the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of the inheritance of heavenly kingdom.
这个部分就是要加上我们人一定要愿意谦卑在神面前，跟他要这个最好的礼物。
And we must also have the attitude of asking God and to humble ourselves.
让我们有永远的生命，我们真的。得到生命 的活水，不会饥不渴。
Then we will have eternal life. We will receive this water of life. Then we will never thirst.
借着这个圣灵，让我们真的证明我们是神的儿女。
And through the Holy Spirit, it is evidence that we are the children of God.
那我们真的是我们的属灵的生命跟神重新恢复关系。
Then our spiritual life will again be reconnected with the life of God.
那现在我们的基本信仰接下去说。那这个圣灵是要以说灵言为明证。
And the article of faith continued and said the Holy Spirit is evidenced by speaking in tongues.
有些人就说，我信主，很多教会就说我已经有圣灵了。
And many churches preach that when I receive Jesus Christ, I have the Holy Spirit.
因为很多人他用这一节圣经来证明。
And many churches use this verse to support them.
看哥林多前书。
Turn to 1 Corinthians,
第十二章
verse 12, chapter 12.
哥林多前书、 第十二章第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3.
他说：“所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可做主的；若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
”Verse 3. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
所以有人就说，那就是因为有神的灵，所以我才会信，我才会承认呢。
So some people said because of the Spirit of God, that's why I believe in Jesus Christ.
但其实这里要看清楚是圣灵的感动。
But we have to see clearly, this is only a movement.
就是圣灵会感动我们，会看到我们的需要。
And the Holy Spirit will move us so that we can see our needs.
那我们会看到耶稣的宝贵。
Then we can see the preciousness of Jesus Christ.
那我们愿意承认说他是我的救主，我记得他可以被拯救。
Then we will say that he is our savior, so we can be saved.
其实，在圣经看来，不是信主的时候就领受圣灵的。
And so in the Bible, it is clear that you don't receive the Holy Spirit when you believe in Jesus Christ.
从使徒行传看来哈，
就是 Book of Acts,
这是非常明显的。
It is very clear.
使徒行传十九章
，and Acts chapter 19,
他就记载有即使信耶稣的。都还没有圣灵。
And he recorded that those who have received the those who have believed in Jesus Christ, they do not have the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传十九章一到七节，这个我们常常在看。
And this is recorded in Acts chapter 19 verses 1 through 7.
保罗到以弗所碰到这一群信主的门徒了。
And Paul went to Ephesus to to meet these disciples.
他一开头就问说：“你们信的时候受圣灵没有？”
And the first word he said, "Into what have you received?" Of the Holy Spirit when you believe.
也就是说，你们当信都信耶稣了。
And you have all received, you have all believed in Jesus Christ.
那对保罗来说，你信耶稣应该就要领受圣灵才对啊。
So to Paul, when you believe in Jesus Christ, you should have received the Holy Spirit.
因为信耶稣，主耶稣就给一个应许，应许就是要领受圣灵啊。
And when you believe in Jesus Christ, you have this.A promise that you will receive the Holy Spirit.
那这些以弗所的门徒，他们说没有啊，没有听过圣灵，也没有领受圣灵的这件事情啊。
But the members in Ephesus, they never heard of the Holy Spirit.
那所以保罗就说，那这样子你们受什么洗
？So Paul continued and said, "Into what then were you baptized?"
他们就说约翰的洗啊。
And they said, "Into John's baptism."
保罗就说那不行，约翰的洗是悔改的洗。
And Paul said, "No, John's baptism is the." Baptism of repentance.
你现在要领受耶稣的洗，就是赦罪的洗。
And now you have to receive the baptism of Jesus Christ, which is the baptism of repentance of sin.
啊，那他们听完之后，哎，保罗讲的有道理，他们就接受了，再一次接受耶稣圣灵的洗礼。
So they accepted what Paul said and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
保罗就为他们祷告。
So Paul prayed for them.
然后他们就开始说方言，又说预言。
And they spoke in tongue and prophesied.
这段记录很明显的说明，一个人信耶稣以后，不等于就领受圣灵啊。
And this passage clearly tells us when a person believe in Jesus Christ, they do not automatically receive the Holy Spirit.
要信耶稣还要看，哎，你到底是受什么样的洗礼，表示洗礼很重要。
And after you believe in Jesus Christ, you still need to see what kind of baptism you receive.
那现在就算受了耶稣的洗礼以后
And even if you have the baptism of Jesus Christ
也并没有自动就领受圣灵
And you don't automatically receive the Holy Spirit
因为第六节说 保罗就为他们按手在他们头上圣灵就降在他们身上
Verse 6 reads And when Paul had laid hand on them the Holy Spirit came upon them
保罗为他们按手，表示他们一定在祷告，祈求圣灵。
And when Paul laid hand on them, that means they were praying and asking for the Holy Spirit.
所以也不是领受洗礼之后就自动领受圣灵啊。
So that means when you receive the baptism, you do not automatically receive the Holy Spirit.
那这件事情在使徒行传第八章又讲了一次。
And this is repeated in Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
知道我们看书不是受浸礼受洗之后就有圣灵。
And you do not receive the Holy Spirit after you receive the baptism.
我们看第八章十四节。
Chapter 8 verse 14.
这个是撒玛利亚的人他们领受了神的道理。
And after a Samaritan received the words of God.
他们当时候都信了都受洗了。
They believed and they were baptized.
那这个消息就传回到耶路撒冷去，使徒他们就听见了。
And this message was passed back to the disciples. They were in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的教会就派彼得跟约翰来访问他们。
And Jerusalem sent Paul and Peter to visit them.
彼得跟约翰啊。
Oh, Peter and John.
然后，那他们两个人到了撒玛利亚，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵。
And when they came to Samaria, they asked the member to kneel down and pray.
然后第十六节说
，In verse 16,
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上啊，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗啊。
Verse 16, for as yet he had fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
第十七节
，Verse 17,
于是使徒按手在他们头上，他们就受圣灵了。
Verse 17, then they lay hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
所以这里说明不是受浸礼就有圣灵。
And here tells us.You don't automatically receive the Holy Spirit after baptism.
这个浸礼是正确的，浸礼是奉耶稣的名。
And this baptism was correct. It was in the name of the Lord Jesus.
这个浸礼是让我们罪得赦的，全身浸礼。
And this is a full immersion that can redeem our sins.
这个说明今天我们洗礼完之后，都要再继续的祷告祈求圣灵，像主耶稣所说的。天父要把那个圣灵给求他的人。
And that's why after baptism we have to pray for the Holy Spirit, just like what Revelation said, He will give it to us freely.
那有的人他们现在又有一个疑问了。
Then somebody may ask.
他说我如果没有圣灵，没有圣灵帮助我，那我怎么会有这个好的行为？我生命怎么会改变
？And this person may ask, if I don't have the Holy Spirit helping me, how can I have this good behavior?
有些人一直认为说，我是会很有爱心，会行善事，我会做好人，做一些大家都公认的好事，应该就是有圣灵的果子，应该就是有圣灵的表现。
Some people may say, if I do good things that everybody can see and recognize, then I must have the Holy Spirit in me.
其实。这个做好事有善行有爱心，这跟领受圣灵是两件事情。
And but actually having good deeds and doing good things is separate from having the Holy Spirit.
因为使徒行传第十章在记载哥尼流这个人。
Because in Acts chapter 10 it recorded the story of Cornelius.
第二节十章第二节。
In chapter 10 verse 2.
特别强调他这个人是虔诚人，是敬畏神的人。
And this person was a devout man and one who feared God.
他常常周济百姓，又都是常常祷告神的人。
And he gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always.
但是他就是还不认识耶稣。
But he does not know Jesus Christ.
一直等到使徒他们彼得来讲道理给他听。
Until when Peter came and preached to him.
哇，然后他听了之后很受感动。
After he heard it, he was moved.
才听到的时候就领受圣灵。
Then he received the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以第十章的第四十四节。
In chapter 10, verse 44,
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵就降在一切听到的人身上。
And while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word.
那这些现象让彼得跟他同行的人都看在眼里。
And everybody saw it, including Peter.
彼得就四十七节就说，你看这些人就受了圣灵，跟我们一样了。
And in 47, it says, these people have received the Holy Spirit same as us.
所以哥尼流他以前做很多好事，这个跟圣灵没有关系。
So having a good deed like Cornelius have nothing to do with receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以不是一个人很会行善事就有圣灵。
So when a person is good at doing good things, that doesn't mean he has the Holy Spirit.
圣灵后来加给他，他就明白他以前的那个善行不是因着有圣灵，所以才做出来的结果。
So after he received the Holy Spirit, he realized that when he was doing good deeds, it was not the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那我们现在有人就说，那我现在很热心的侍奉主，我在教会里面，我很热心的在服侍神呢。
So some people may say, I'm very fervent in church in working for God.
我虽然没有讲灵言，但难道这个不算是有圣灵吗
？And even though I don't speak in tongues, does that mean I don't have the Holy Spirit?
其实我们很热心服侍神，跟领受圣灵也是两件事。
And again, having a fervent heart to serve God does not have anything to do with having the Holy Spirit.
我们看以前跟随主耶稣那些使徒
，and the disciple that followed Jesus Christ.
彼得他曾经跟主耶稣说：“我已经撇下所有的跟从你了。
”And Peter said to Jesus Christ, "I have forsaken everything and follow you."
我这样要得到什么？
What will I receive in the future?
彼得那时候他还没有领受圣灵。
And at the time, Peter did not receive the Holy Spirit.
但是彼得他那时候已经整个心意全部都跟随主耶稣了。
But at that time, Peter was wholeheartedly following Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣，你看带领他们，然后把他的责任托付给他们，主耶稣也明白他们的用心。
And Jesus gave the responsibility to the apostles, and he knew their hearts.
主耶稣并没有。就随便他们去，不管他们了。
And Jesus did not just let them go.
他特别跟他们讲说
，And Jesus told them,
你们要领受圣灵。
You have to receive the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第一章
，Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章
The book of Acts chapter 1
第四节
verse 4
特别跟他们吩咐要怎么样领受圣灵
And Jesus instructed them on how to receive the Holy Spirit
耶稣和他们聚集的时候就嘱咐他们说你们不要离开耶路撒冷要等候父所应许的就是你们听见我说过的
verse 4 And being assembled together with them he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem but to wait for the promise of the Father which he said you have heard from me
第五节
verse 5
约翰是用水施洗但不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗
For John truly baptized with water, but you should be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这里就再一次的肯定主耶稣他要把圣灵赐给这些服侍他的人。
And here, the Holy Spirit will be given to those who serve him.
彼得他们这些使徒是跟随主耶稣到底的人。
And Peter and the apostles, they follow Jesus Christ.
主耶稣要把这个圣灵让他们领受，让他们得到这个进天国基业的凭据。
And Jesus will give them the Holy Spirit to give them the guarantee of the inheritance of heaven.
也要让他们得能力去传福音。
And they will receive the power to preach.
所以后来《使徒行传》到第二章就记载使徒他们得圣灵的经过。
And in Acts chapter 2, it recorded the process of how they received the Holy Spirit.
他们得圣灵的时候，那时候他们通通被圣灵充满。
And when they received the Holy Spirit, they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
你看第二章第四节。
Look at chapter 2 verse 4.
他们都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with one with other tongue.
因为那个时候圣灵降在他们身上，有舌头如火焰显现，分开落在个人头上。
And the Holy Spirit depended on them, and their tongue was like fire.
那时候你看彼得他们就讲灵言了。
And the Peter and those apostles they began to speak in tongues.
这讲灵言对彼得使徒他们来说非常重要。
And having speaking in tongues is very important to the apostles.
因为这个讲灵言经验后来成为他们去判断这些基督徒有没有领受圣灵的证明。
Because the evidence of speaking in tongues become the evidence of how they can tell whether a person received the Holy Spirit or not.
所以说彼得他讲道理给那个哥尼流他们全家人听的时候
So when Peter was preaching to the family of Cornelius,
他就很明显的说我还在讲他们这些人都讲灵言了。
And while he was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who were there.
他们讲的灵言跟我们一样啊。
And they speak in tongues just like us.
我们现在看使徒行传十一章，看彼得他怎么回忆当初的情景。
And let's turn to Acts chapter 11 and see what Peter was reminiscing.
第十一章的第十五节。
Chapter 11 verse 15.
这是重复。第十章在哥尼流家讲道的时候的情况
and he is telling,
他回来报告给其他使徒知道了
and he is reporting to the other apostle of what he saw in the house of Cornelius
第十五节
in verse 15
我一开讲圣灵就降在他们身上正如当初降在我们身上一样
verse 15 and as I began to speak the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning
第十六节
verse 16
我就想起主耶稣的话说了约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗。
16. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you should be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
16节这句话就是第一章的第五节，刚主耶稣升天以前跟他们讲的那句话一样的。
This is the same word that Jesus spoke to them in chapter 1 verse 5.
十七节说，神既然给他们这个恩赐，像在我们信主耶稣基督的时候给了我们一样。我是谁能拦阻神呢
Verse 17 If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and who was I that I could withstand God?
那表示说你看彼得他们就使徒他们就是用说灵言来做有没有受圣灵 的判断
So we can see that Peter and the apostle they use whether a person speak in tongue to see if they receive the Holy Spirit
那表示他们得圣灵，这些人都是听得见、看得见，他是可以比较的。
So when a person receives the Holy Spirit, they can see it, they can hear it, they can compare.
这是为什么今天我们在真教会里面，我们对圣灵的这个相信，就是一个人领受圣灵一定要讲灵言。
So likewise in the true church today, that whether a person receives the Holy Spirit, they are evidenced by whether they speak in tongue or not.
这个圣灵一定是我们个人本身。有很清楚的体验，是从上头来的能力。
And this Holy Spirit that we receive, we can clearly experience the power from above.
这个圣灵不是用学的。
And we do not learn this.
那有些人他们是可以很容易学这个卷舌音呢。
And some people can learn how to roll their tongues.
我曾经碰到一个朋友。
And we met a friend one time.
第一次来我们教会。跟我们一起聚会的时候，不是在教会，在家庭聚会的时候。
And the first time he came to the family service.
他第一次他都还不知道什么叫圣灵。
And he does not know what Holy Spirit is.
但是他跪下来祷告的时候
，But as soon as he knelt down to pray,
他听我们在祷告
，He heard our prayer.
他就很自然的可以跟我们一起用这个卷舌音祷告。
And naturally and easily he could roll his tongue just like ours.、
那时候我们其他信徒觉得很好奇的，这个人他第一次还怎么就得圣灵了？
And many
好高兴啊
！Many of our members they were curious and they were happy that.This person received the Holy Spirit on the first day.
祷告的时候就问他说：“哎，某某人，你刚才领受圣灵，你知道吗
？”And after the prayer, the member went and asked him, "You have received the Holy Spirit. Do you know that?"
这个朋友说什么圣灵？你在讲什么
？And this person said, "What are you talking about? What Holy Spirit?"
啊，就是你会卷舌啊，啊，你会舌头会这样卷动啊。
And the member said, "You are rolling your tongues."
他说没有啊，我就是听你们这样祷告，我就会，因为我学的语文就是。会这样子的。
And he said no. I just learned it. I just learned from copying you guys.
我就听了你们祷告，我就知道怎么样祷告了。
And when I hear your prayer, I know how you guys do it.
所以这个你看，就这个人来说，他是用学的。
So to this person, he can learn this rolling of tongue.
他完全也没有说有什么感动，或者是有什么能力降在他身上。
Yeah, no movement or any experience.
后来我们就跟他说明。
And later on, we explained to him.
圣灵不是用学的。
You do not learn to have the Holy Spirit.
看到人家这样祷告，我就跟他这样祷告，这叫做有圣灵。
You do not copy somebody's prayer.
圣灵一定是从上头来的能力降在我们上，每一个人他一定有感受不一样。
And the Holy Spirit must be a power from above. Everybody experiences this differently.
况且今天在教会里面的圣灵卷舌音，不是每一个人都一致的这一个那样的声音呢。
And this rolling of tongue or speaking in tongue is different from for everyone.
所以有人是卷舌音，有人是舌头跳动的声音。
And some people they may have a rolling of tongue. Some people may have tongue going up and down.
总括来说，这个就是奇异的舌音，这是从舌头产生，这个叫天国的口才。
So this is the evidence of speaking in tongue.
所以这是神加给人的，神给人的恩赐，这个礼物。
And this is the gift that God gave to us.
没有一个规则说一定是这样子。
And there's no rule of how He can give it to us.
但是每一个领受人他都有感受的。
But everyone who have received the Holy Spirit, they will have experience.
那通常大部分的情况，当我们领受圣灵的时候，那个初领受圣灵的时候，就是我们被圣灵充满的时候。
But for most of us, when we first receive the Holy Spirit, that is when we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以什么叫做被圣灵充满？
So what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
现在我们了解圣灵是得天国基业的凭据。
And now we know that receiving the Holy Spirit is a guarantee of inheritance of kingdom of heaven.
有没有领受圣灵是用有没有讲灵言来做判断？
And whether you receive the Holy Spirit is evidenced by speaking in tongues.
但是我们今天在教会里面讲的圣灵，不是说我今天领受圣灵就好了，我有天国基业的凭据，所以我放心了。那现在我将来天国有份，所以我现在就好日子开始了。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit, we do not be satisfied and think that we have received the Holy Spirit, we have received the guarantee of heavenly kingdom, so we should relax.
所以有些我们的信徒他误解了这个圣灵的这个道理。
And some of the members they misunderstanding the meaning of receiving the Holy Spirit.
他没有领受圣灵以前，很拼命的努力求。
And before they receive the Holy Spirit, they pray very hard.
求到了以后，就开始放松了。
And after they receive the Holy Spirit,
我现在就已经有这个凭据了，将来天国有份了，不然还要怎样
？And they think that they have the evidence of the heavenly kingdom of going to heavenly kingdom, so they can relax.
那其实我们不了解要进入灵里面被圣灵充满的这个重要性了。
And we need to emphasize that we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不是圣灵所给我们的这个恩赐，不是仅止于此。
And the gift of the Holy Spirit does not stop here.
不是让我们说我将来可以去天国，有一个证据，我就心满意足了，我现在就这样就好了。
And it is not for us to be relaxed, knowing that we have the evidence.
其实我们要追求被圣灵充满，才真能够体会圣灵在我们身上所发生的功效。
And actually, we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit to be in have the Holy Spirit working in us.
就是因为有对圣灵这个误解，所以我们会发现说，在教会里面有人说，这个人得圣灵，但是他怎么他。有得圣灵，但是他的表现、他的生活看起来跟没有得圣灵以前是没有什么两样啊。
And because of such misunderstanding, that's why some people may say that such member they do not change, they still have their regular life after they receive the Holy Spirit.
那其实因为我们还没有完全 进入灵里面去顺服圣灵的引导。
And this is what, this is because we have not entered into the Spirit and be guided by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们身上的那功效只是花一点点而已。
The effective of the Holy Spirit in our life is only very minimal.
那我们还没有进入以前，我们就以为这样就很满足了，我这样就好了。
And before we enter into this, we think, we are satisfied.
其实这个就好像你入宝山，只是去手上抓了一个小石头。这个宝石觉得好宝贵，然后就很满足了，说我要走了。
And that's we can compare this to like when you enter into a mountain of gold, you grab a little bit and you're satisfied to, and you're leaving.
里面还有很多很多宝贝都没有看到，然后就觉得啊，这个宝山也不过如此而已，我就走了。
And there's so much more treasure in these mountains, but you do not know it. You're ready to leave.
其实这个叫做入宝山空手回的这种感受。
And this is the saying of entering into a mountain of go and leaving with nothing.
圣灵就是这样子。
And this is the Holy Spirit.
今天我们领受圣灵之后，就好像我们住宝山一样。
And when you receive the Holy Spirit, it's like you enter into this mountain of gold.
我们绝对不要只是看一看，啊，我就好了，我已经有了，就走了。
And you should not just stand there and look at it and say, I'm satisfied.
我们要继续的在这个宝贝里面去进入，然后去挖掘领受，然后真的被圣灵充满。
And we must enter and experience and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵充满这个字眼在《使徒行传》里面出现过很多次的。
And having be filled with the Holy Spirit, it appeared many times in the book of Acts.
我们今天领受圣灵之后的下一步就是要追求被圣灵充满。
So after receive the Holy Spirit, the next step is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
什么叫被圣灵充满
？What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit？
使徒行传第一章的第二章第四节。
Acts chapter 2:4.
那个是他们一开始领受圣灵的时候，圣灵就这样写，他们被圣灵充满了。
And when they first received the Holy Spirit, this is what is recorded.
这个是当时候，如果我们看看那个希腊文的那个时态，我们会发现它这是一个简单过去式，就在描述一个过去所发生的事实。
And this is,
就是一个过去式，一个简单的事实。
And this is
这样发生过的。
This is a fact that happened before.
所以第二章的第四节，他们被圣灵充满，就是他们领受圣灵那个时候，他们每一个人都被圣灵充满。
In verse 4, when they first received the Holy Spirit, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们现在看第九章第十七节。
Let's turn to chapter 9, verse 17.
这是保罗他得圣灵的时候。
And this is what happened when Paul received the Holy Spirit.
九章十七节。
Chapter 9, verse 17.
安拿尼亚来，然后跟保罗讲的话，然后就为他祷告，结果那时候就说保罗被圣灵充满。
And Ananias came, and Paul also came and be laid hand by him. He received the Holy Spirit.
所以这样的时态跟《使徒行传》二章四节是一样的，都在描述一个简单的事实：他们被圣灵充满。
And this is the same recording as it is in Acts chapter 2 verse 4. It is they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
那被圣灵充满的时候，哎，你看那个彼得，他就很勇敢的为耶稣基督做见证了，他就很有胆量了。
And after Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, he became very bold to preach.For God.
那保罗他被圣灵充满呢？哎，他也是很有权柄，所以他传福音的时候，他曾经叫一个阻挡福音的人当场瞎眼。
And Paul, after he received the Holy Spirit, he became bold as well. And one time he made somebody blind because that person was stopping him from preaching the gospel.
那是在使徒行传的第十三章。
And this is recorded in Acts chapter 13.
那这个都是在。那当时候圣经都特别描述他们是被圣灵充满的。
And Bible clearly recorded that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这些都是过去所发生的事实。
And this is something that a fact that happened before.
但是对我们今天来说，我们今天领受圣灵的人。
But to us today who have received the Holy Spirit.
圣经里面在告诉我们，我们要追求现在就被圣灵充满，要一直持续不断的在这个圣灵充满的状态底下。
And the Bible tells us that we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit and be constantly filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
这里说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Verse 18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个在这个文字的时态上是现在进行式，就是现在要一直不断继续进行中当中。
And this is in
就是我们现在就要一直被圣灵充满了。
And that means we have to be constantly filled with the Holy Spirit.
这是当时候使徒对有关于圣灵，我们每一个人追求圣灵应当有的态度。
And this is the attitude that the apostle taught us.
他这里特别用醉酒来表示。
And here,
来对比,
and they use the analogy of being drunk to compare.
醉酒人哦, 他那个一个任何一个时间没有酒, 他就很难过。
And when a person is a drunkard, they cannot go without a second of wine. As soon as they open their eyes, they want alcohol.
那表示说，你看他酒就变成他生命的部分， 他没有酒，他活不下去了。
So without alcohol, they cannot live.
今天有关于圣灵，就是要像这样子时常被圣灵充满。
So in regard to the Holy Spirit, we have to be like this.
那我们如果被圣灵充满呢？
And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
其实这个就是主耶稣所应许说，从我们的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And this is what Jesus promises, that from our inner self, we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵像一个泉源，从我们的腹中不断、源源不绝的涌出来。
This Holy Spirit is like a spring that is springing out from us.
那你看，当我们一个人他一直涌出生命的活水，你看这个人的生命的表现一定都是不一样的。
And if this person is springing out the spirit of life or water, then this person's life is different.
我们如果常常被圣灵充满了，追求被圣灵充满了，
And if we constantly pursue the fullness of the Holy Spirit,
我们一定有一个不同的表现。
Then we will have different deeds, different actions.
那表现就是会，我们会很看重神国的事情， 会先求神的国，神的义。
And we will pursue pursue after the righteousness of God first.
我们到底有没有被圣灵充满？
Are we filled with the Holy Spirit?
有时候我们自己检讨，再反省一下就知道了。
And we need to reflect and ask ourselves.
我们是不是像主耶稣所说的，先求神的国神的义？
And do we seek first the kingdom of heaven, like Jesus said?
不会为明天忧虑。
And we do not worry about tomorrow.
因为我们知道天父会看顾我们。
Because we know Heavenly Father will take care of us.
我们要凭着信心先把神的事情看重。
And we have to look heavily upon the work of God first.
被圣灵充满人，他一定会把神看作最重要的。
And the person who is filled with the Holy Spirit will look upon God first.
被圣灵充满人，他一定会顺服圣灵去行事为人。
And the person who is filled with the Holy Spirit will
会顺服圣灵行事，做事情就会顺圣灵。
Will follow the will of the Holy Spirit.
我们现在看加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
一个被圣灵充满人，一定会顺服圣灵的。
And those person who is filled with the Holy Spirit will follow the Holy Spirit.
加拉太书5章16节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 16.
我说你们要当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
16, I said then, walk in the Spirit, and you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
一个顺服圣灵的人，他就会懂得克制肉体的情欲。And
when a person is walking in the Spirit, he will control his flesh.
那克制肉体情欲的结果就是我们会保持圣洁。
And the result of controlling the flesh is a person will be holy.
通常我们的情欲就是让我们的感觉很不错，让我们自己的肉体舒畅。
And usually when we indulge in the flesh, then it will make our flesh feel good.
但通常肉体舒畅，大部分的时间都跟神要我们过的生活刚好相反。
And when you're satisfied with your flesh, that usually means that you are going against the will of God.
神要我们时常警醒祷告。
God wants us to be watchful and pray.
但是我们人的情欲很自然的说，很要放松，不要把事情看得这么严重。 事情没有那么糟糕，所以我们事情都觉得很easy。But
usually our flesh will tell us everything is okay.
这件事情这么小的事，有什么大不了的事？And
this something is not important.
我心里面想一想这些东西，难道这样会怎样吗？
And if I just think about it, what would it do to me?
我有时候我们会很在意，我心里很舒服，我没有什么任何负担。
And usually we like to feel comfortable and feel good.
其实这个就是我们顺服我们肉体情欲在行事为人，在生活。
And this is of a way of us walking in the flesh.
但是顺服圣灵的人就不会放纵肉体情欲，就是他一定会想到神的事情，会去克制自己，要保持在神的圣洁里。But
a person who walks in the Spirit will control his thoughts and his flesh and walk in the way of God.
所以圣灵充满人一定会在生活当中追求圣洁。So
a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit will pursue holiness in their lives.
看哥林多前书第六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
六章十九节。
Chapter 6, verse 19.
他说：“岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。” 并且你们不是自己的人了。
Verse 19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?
第二十节说，
Verse 20,
因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Verse 20, for you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
一个被圣灵充满的人，一定会追求圣洁。
And the person who is filled with the Holy Spirit will pursue holiness.
他会了解我这个身体虽然是血肉之躯，但是不可以把它污秽。
And he will understand that even though my body is a flesh, but I cannot blemish it.
因为要在这个身子上荣耀神，这个是圣灵的殿。
Because my body is the temple of God, I must use it to glorify God.
我们会了解我们是主耶稣付生命的重价买来的。
And we will understand that we were bought at a price.
现在活着不再是我们自己。
So when we live, we do not live for ourselves.
是基督在我里面活着。
And Jesus Christ lives within us.
所以要把自己当作活祭献给神。这是理所当然的。
So we have to be like a living sacrifice to sacrifice ourselves to God.
这是神所喜悦的。
And this is pleasing to God.
所以我们会效法主耶稣跟使徒所留下的榜样。
So we have to imitate the Jesus Christ and also the apostles.
我们会全心全意地把我们的生命奉献给义，做奴仆来服侍神，来服侍教会。
So we will give our body to serve God and to serve the church.
那所以圣灵充满会看到一个人他的整个生命完全更新了。
So when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, you can see his life is renewed.
如果我们从圣经里面这样子去反省自己。
So if we can use this to reflect on our own life.
其实我们每一个人离真的被圣灵充满还很远。
So actually, we are still very far away from being filled with the Holy Spirit.
为什么要不断地去灵修，来祷告，祈求主耶稣帮助我们？
And that's why we have to continue to cultivate ourselves and ask God.
因为只有这样子，我们才真的有办法胜过魔鬼的试探，肉体的情欲。
And only this way, we can overcome the temptation and also our lust.
我们才能够真的像主耶稣一样结出这个满满的生命树的果子，然后来荣耀真神。
And then we can bear fruits and to glorify God.
能够完成神所托我们的工作。
And we can finish the work that God has entrusted us.
所以让我们一起来追求被圣灵充满。
So let us pursue to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
好好的利用神给我们这么美好的这个礼物，这个恩赐。
And let us utilize fully this great gift from God. 让我们
都能够成为主耶稣基督的精兵。
Then we can become his Christian soldiers.
能够将他的名高举，让整个教会能够兴旺。
Then we can raise up his name and the church can be glorified.
我们一起来唱诗。
Sing hymn.
483首。
483.